AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. 151 people are still missing. 10 people are dead from last week's condo building collapse in Surfside, Florida. The search for survivors continues. This is day five. Ray Jadala is Dade County Assistant Fire Chief.
There's a misunderstanding regarding that everyone believes that the search and rescue operation should cease after a specific time, and that's far from the truth. In the end, there's numerous variables and facts. It's not based on opinions. It's not based on time. It's not based on, you know, a specific area you just happen to see on TV that went down. It's based on variables and facts.
The mayor of Surfside, Florida, Charles Burkett, says now is not the time to focus on blame.
That's an issue for another day, because right now we have two issues. Number one is to pull our family and friends out of that rubble and reunite them. Number two is to support the families.
Families of some of the missing rode buses to a site close enough to watch the intense rescue effort. The Supreme Court rejected a Virginia school board's appeal to reinstate its transgender bathroom ban. It's a victory for a former high school student who fought in court for 6 years to overturn the ban. President Biden is working to get an infrastructure package back on track. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the president is not threatening to veto infrastructure unless it's accompanied by a separate budget bill.
The president intends to sign both pieces of legislation into law. He is eager to do that.
The president says this would be the largest investment in transportation in nearly a century, and millions of jobs would be created. A weekend flood in the Detroit area is keeping parts of Interstate 94 closed for a third day. Grosse Pointe Park says it measured 8.1 inches of rain over 24 hours. Governor Gretchen Whitmer says old infrastructure combined with climate change and power outages created this misery. Big losses for the Dow so far, big gains for the NASDAQ. This is AP News. Japan is tightening coronavirus restrictions after an Olympic-related infection less than a month before the start of the Tokyo Games.
Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga has pledged to strengthen protocols at airports after a Ugandan Olympic team member tested positive for COVID-19, triggering concerns that the upcoming Olympic Games will spread infections. The team member, reportedly a coach, was quarantined on arrival, but the rest of the 9-person team was allowed to travel on a chartered bus to their pre-Olympics camp. 3 days later, a second Ugandan also tested positive for the virus, forcing all team members to self-isolate. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. men's Olympic basketball team in Tokyo will be the third oldest U.S. men's team in Olympic history. 5 players, Kevin Lowe, Kevin Durant, Drew Holiday, Damian Lillard, and Draymond Green, are already in their 30s. Ed Donahue, AP News.